Everyone, welcome to a special mini episode of Bops and Bangers. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Ashley.
And we're so excited because we actually have this mini episode to celebrate one of the new artists we just got to interview. Bathe Alone came to San Diego and the girls were amped.
Oh my gosh. It was such a treat.
It really was. She opened for Last Dinosaurs and Vacations to a packed Soma.
Yes.
Stadium, whatever Soma is, and it was just, the energy was popping.
It was it was the whole night packed.
The whole night, sweaty.
Yeah,
everyone
was getting into it.
We were deodorant needed. But we're super excited because Bathe Alone is one of our favorite up and coming artists. They have this like dream pop indie rock vibe, yes, that we just can't get enough of. And we were so happy to sit down with Bailey. She is just an angel sent from above.
Gosh, I feel like we could literally have kept talking to her.
No.
For a long time.
Her and Damon.
We said goodbye to them like 6 times.
Literally.
We're like, oh, but wait.
But we couldn't stop.
Yeah.
Because we had so much in common. She literally called out our star signs immediately.
Oh, that was very impressive.
So impressive.
Cool party trick.
Cool party trick.
You should call people up on stage and try this.
I agree.
She met us for 10 minutes and was like, you're Leo and you're
Pisces. And it was just such a treat to have her. We do have some mic issues in this, so apologies for some brutalness, but we tried to clean it up as much as possible. We wanted to get this out because it really means the world to us that she's had the time to sit down with
us.
Also,
go check out
yes,
merch.
I know.
I'm wearing one of her shirts.
And honestly, isn't she the cutest thing in the world?
I'm love obsessed. Her. This is so cute. I'm just going to wear it every day.
I think you will.
I've been living in it.
can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah.
So this is our wonderful interview with Bathe Alone. We are so excited to have her on this episode. Enjoy.
Yay.
Hi everyone, I'm Kelsey with Girl Music and we are backstage with Bathe Alone.
I'm Bailey from Bathe Alone.
So I just have a few questions for you, super easy, nothing too crazy. You've been on tour with Last Dinosaurs and Vacations for a few weeks and about to end in Los Angeles Sunday. How has tour been? What's been your favorite moment so far?
Tour's been exhausting. I quit soda. I went through withdrawals like the first.
That is the craziest first sentence. I quit soda.
I was like, I struggle with like acne and like a candy face. So I was like, all right, this is it. This is what I'm going to, like, this is how I quit. It's by doing like a major change.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, it's still happening. But, so I don't know what it is. So, but yeah, it's been great. Really tiring.
Yeah. So I've been following your Instagram posts. You're doing these really cute, like, behind the scenes about your songs, Our Baby One and Gemini, and I'm really loving them. But you talked about creating Archive 81, and you talked about it being a very dense song to create, which I thought was the perfect adjective for your music. What has been challenging and kind of changed in complexity about that denseness in your music nowadays?
Like, how did that change come
about? Yeah, yeah.
Damon, he's over there.
Sassafras Damon.
Yeah.
Love that.
I used to, like, the first two records, every record I do has gotten more and more Damon-y, honest. And it's really cool. It's like a wall of sound. What's what he's into, and it's really complimentary. So, no, honestly, he's like, he'll take like my melodies on synth and play it on singular synths. And then it becomes like, it doesn't sound like any particular synth. It sounds like whatever that concoction is.
Yeah.
It's like new synth.
No, it 100% sounds like that. And it does feel very thick in a weird, like thick in layers, I guess, is the better way to say it.
Yeah.
Especially compared to that year 2022.
Yeah.
It was, exactly. That was so light. And I know they're named after your grandmother's, right? That's how I fell in love with you. I thought that was the sweetest thing in the entire world, but hearing that EP and then hearing Archive 81, I'm like, dang, you graduated.
I went through some
I love 19 of Toronto. No, I'm just kidding. But with that, actually, you're with Fall with the Lights Down, it does feel lighter. The synths nowadays are heavier. The guitar lines are very psych rock in a fun way. How did you find your very emotionally grounded lyrics blend with such a big soundscape? Do you like having that kind of wall to process your actual emotions?
I the instruments first, and then the lyrics come second.
Most people are lyrics first. Everyone I talk to is a lyrics first person.
That's crazy.
See, you're special.
When I write lyrics, I actually don't really think about, obviously, like, if I'm writing, like, a sweet, intimate song, like, and more intimate lyrics are gonna come out.
Yeah.
But I don't know, for these like rock songs, I love when like a sad song has happy lyrics and a happy song has sad lyrics. I like vibe. It's so open-ended, so I don't really think about it.
I know you have, well, you have very like gut punching, as I like to call them, your like phrases in your lyrics that will just like, yeah. But like paired with that intense sound, you're like, holy, it like packs a deal. It really does. I love it. It's such a unique new sound of indie rock and dream pop mixed together. You are crushing it. How do you use music as a catharsis kind of for you?
After the whole divorce and I had some deaths in the family too, everything became easier to write about, to be honest. Yeah. Like when I first started out writing, I was like not practiced at it. And I didn't really know what to say. I had nothing to say. Nothing felt like worthy of talking about. When you're writing it, you get self-conscious when it feels like that.
Okay.
And now that like something traumatic has happened, I'll just be honest about it, and I don't really feel like I need to clarify it because it means so much to me. I know what it means. And yeah, it's gotten easier to be more vulnerable that way too.
Are you not naturally a songwriter? Are you more of like a musician? Is that where you find yourself more, you know?
What do you think, Damon?
Damon's like, I am not. He's like, I refuse. I think so, because your lyrics are very beautiful. I'm so intrigued because most people are songwriters first. At least
that's crazy to me. My dad says it like, oh, Elton John does like lyrics first. Whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, no, Dad, that's not how it works.
This is how music's made. No, you're very unique in that sense, and I think that's kind of cool. Although I think the guys actually said the same thing, that they just make music and then lyrics come later. So
maybe it's like what instrument you learned first.
What instrument did you learn first?
Instruments.
Stop. Okay, multi-talented instruments.
No, I like made instrumentals. Oh, it's like the instruments.
What? You did?
Yeah, and I didn't sing on them. They were sounding tiger. Like,
whoa.
Really ambient.
That's so interesting. See, not a lot of artists can do that. You're going to South by Southwest this year. We're going to be them too.
I'll say. I want to say hi to you guys.
Oh, we're going to be doing another one for sure. What was the moment like when you got accepted?
Oh my god, all my friends freaked out, and I've never been to it. So Damon's been to it. Has Sid been to it? The other band members probably know more like what it is.
Yeah, but you know nothing.
I know that it's like a rite of passage, and you get really sweaty and you drag your gear everywhere,
and your voice will die.
Really?
Yeah. What is one album that you can listen to front and back and know every word to?
Oh my god, there's a lot of these albums.
Drop them for us.
Apparently, Brand New Eyes.
Or Pure Heroin. Ribs, one of my favorite songs.
A lot of the Lana Del Rey albums.
You see, she just got nominated for a Grammy.
Really?
Yeah, for that long titled one that I can't remember.
Secret Tunnels Under Ocean Boulevard.
Oh my God. I saw Billie just got nominated too.
Well, that song deserves to win every award ever.
I can do all of her shit too. Oh my god.
I love it. So you're like, bicycle club. You're like a pop stan over here.
Oh, you caught me.
I love it. What are some of your other influences in like the pop genre right now?
Honestly, I've noticed a lot of my favorite artists are like as females.
Fuck yeah.
And it like Lana and Billie and Hayley Williams and people who go against the grain and are like, I'm gonna be who I am. It makes me feel like I can make the music I wanna make too.
Yeah, you're as cool as them for sure.
I agree.
Yeah. Do you ever listen to K-Flay?
I feel like you've got
a K-Flay vibe. Very Billy Williams.
Okay.
You have a pretty good like Kennedy in Atlanta.
Now I do, yeah. So I like grew up North Carolina, Johns Creek, 20 area. It's like an hour up, and Damon calls me OTP outside the perimeter, and I'm like,
that's
your term. It's location.
Fair.
Yeah, it's, there's no venues for music community. There's no like rock.
How did you survive?
I made music in my bedroom.
So you just gave yourself your own car? That's kind of cool though.
Yeah.
What did you play
for yourself? I picked a guitar first, and then I became obsessed with drums. So I feel like now that if I had to pick one instrument, I'd be drums.
That is the hardest instrument. The timing of drums is so hard when you're doing multiple things with different body parts. Is it?
It's really cathartic. I honestly need a badass feature. Every time I play drums for like another band, like usually like backlining the kit, and I get on their kit, and it's like set up for a band, and I go, oh,
damn the man.
And I'm just like loosening and like readjusting the kit for my small tiny.
You're like, and I'm gonna leave it this way. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're gonna see you at South By.
Okay.
One of, I'm sure, a million showcases you're gonna do. We're so excited and so amped to join your journey on this like crazy wild ride you guys have been going on since 2021, I think, at this point.
It's been mind-boggling. I feel like I spent like my whole life in the suburbs being unlucky, not knowing how to like master my music or mix it or have bandmates. That's why I like it. And then now everything's like obtainable very quickly.
Yeah.
And I'm just like so grateful. It's not just me, it's Danny and
like, yeah. You guys have magic. We saw it. What do you want to promote?
We have something music coming up 2024.
Thank you so much for being with us. You guys threw such a killer set. We're so excited to see you again South By. We'll see you in a few months.
Bye.